Hello there.
Welcome to Farthest Galaxy, a Star Wars podcast. I'm your local scruffy-looking Nerfurter Hunter. As always, I'm joined by Jedi Master Alex.
I'm here.
Yeah, man, we're all here. This week, we're going to be covering Galaxy Heroes, but before we get to that, we got some news. We got a fuck ton of news, because we've been out for 2 weeks, but you wouldn't be able to tell, because I scheduled episodes.
Did we? We did good?
Well, we missed those 2 weeks, and then I scheduled 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So,
we're technically caught up, but, like, still behind.
Go us. We're here.
We got a lot of news, though. A lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, hold up. Day after Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, man. It was going to come out on Thanksgiving, but
we goofed. Available.
Yeah, we weren't available.
Doing things.
Yeah.
Things
and happened. Last week's episode came out around or on Life Day. 17th, I believe.
Happy Life Day, everybody.
Woo-woo! A little bit behind. But it's all good.
Next year, it'll be great.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So, you want to start off with some news? We got a fun time.
Yeah, we got a shit ton of news this week.
Yeah.
Because it's like 2 weeks of news.
Mm-hmm.
So, first bit is Quantic Dream's Star Wars game is rumored to be set in the High Republic timeline, further emphasizing Marvel and Disney's push for the film and comics to be hits. The rumored name for the title is Star Wars Eclipse. And, I'm okay with that. EA has reportedly shelved DICE's pitch for Star Wars Battlefront 3 and is instead developing two new single-player games. Because
one of them being this one.
Yeah, well, after the success of Fallen Order, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, okay, people do like these kinds of games.
They said...
And we really screwed the pooch
they
with
said
Battlefront.
One of them isn't New Order.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's already in the works, so that doesn't count for the two new ones. One of them is, however, Quantic Dream's game.
Yeah.
And I think the other one is Ubisoft's game. But not positive on that yet.
Yeah, Ubisoft is making...
Like an Assassin's Creed style
it's
game.
It's an open world. Yeah. But I don't think EA has anything to do with that.
No, but...
I think that's a separate thing. Oh, so man, that means there's a secret game still that we don't know about. It's the Kenobi Show tie-in game and it's going to be so sick.
Never. just wait for Kenobi to come out in Galaxy Heroes.
I wonder if instead of doing another Battlefront, they're like, we can't do Battlefront 3. It's not happening for us.
Battlefront Titanfall.
We're gonna rebrand. We're gonna do a single player game. We're gonna get the trust of everybody again, and then we're gonna probably make another something else.
Redo Republic Commandos, but have 4-player co-op optional.
I would love it if just another studio was given the rights to do Battlefront 3 already.
Give it to
and it's in the works just somewhere else.
Give it to Respawn. They did great on Fallen Order, so why not give it to them
Respawn's
again?
Respawn's EA.
I know, but it's still a subsidiary.
I mean, you could do that because they make Apex and they make Titanfall. They'd probably make
imagine
a really
like
sick,
wall running
make
and
a really sick game.
Star
yeah.
Wars Stormtroopers and stuff. Just shooting across using grappling hooks and shit.
I don't know, man. I think they're too focused on Apex right now.
I think they should make more... I think they were called Jedi... Oh, not Jedi Outcast. No, the ones with Kyle in it. Jedi Academy?
Yeah.
Where you
make a character.
Yeah, you make a custom Jedi and you just fight like in those things that were in Battlefront, like the heroes only, but it was just a bunch of Jedis.
Mm-hmm.
Loved those. Make another Jedi Academy game.
It's a very simple kind of game.
Yeah.
I think they all got re-released on like Switch and PlayStation and
most
stuff.
Of them are out somewhere.
Yeah. Just haven't played them yet myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a Knights of the Old Republic guy.
Yeah, we got that coming with the remake soon.
Yeah, it just released on Switch for anybody who's got a Switch. So play it on Switch.
Only played the first hour.
I played like 10 hours because I love it.
I was trying to finish Valhalla, and then I also got Pokemon, so those take precedence over Star Wars, unfortunately.
I got Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's taking precedence over everything because I'm like, I want to play this and get it off my plate because it's a story game.
Yeah, and it's like a one and done.
Pokemon is something I could keep diving into over and over again over
especially
the course
if they
of the
add
next few months.
Content.
Yeah, if they add stuff, which. Skeptical. Skyrim just came out again at the beginning of the month.
10-year anniversary. Let's release it on PS5.
Seeing Skyrim PS5, I couldn't not.
That's...
I mean, I didn't pay for it because I bought the special edition on PS4.
Yeah, so they just upgraded
for like 30 bucks or whatever when it was on sale one day. So then I just got the free upgrade to the 5. And now I'm like, Skyrim on PS5 and it runs at 60 frames
upgrade.
And it's so fucking good.
You're using mods too.
Yeah, there's this one mod that spawned like 100 dudes in one place, and every time I run through there, the frame rate turns to like 2. And I'm like, I have to get out of here. I have to uninstall that mod. It's not good.
Dude, Valhalla's DLC has so many like slowdowns. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, it chugs.
Yeah, I was playing Discovery Tour. I'm almost done with that, and then I'm done with Valhalla until they release more updates, and so I'm going to Pokemon.
You're playing the life of that guy.
Yeah, Thorstein.
Yeah.
I'm in Valhalla right now because I think I'm dead. I'm not positive yet how he's doing it. He's like, don't worry, wife, I'll be home soon. And then it's like, he didn't come home. It's been years. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he wakes up with Thor and Valhalla and Jotunheim, I mean. And I'm like, what?
He's dead.
I'm like, what? What? So I'm in the middle. And then I got one Alfred left.
This game's nuts. Like, what even with this fucking game?
Valhalla's dumb. But the Discovery Tour is cool. So I'm excited. Anyway, back to Star Wars. Quantic Dream's game. I love their games so far. I like Detroit a lot. Heavy Rain was fun. I didn't finish it. And then I played Beyond Two Souls for a little bit, but that one was just weird.
I didn't play Beyond Two Souls. I did play Detroit.
Detroit's good.
I played Heavy Rain.
Detroit's good.
Detroit's I played a little way bit better than Heavy Rain.
I played a little bit of Indigo Prophecy, and that's fucking weird. That was like his first game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like weird. Yeah. You become Jesus and, like, fight bugs.
I don't really know too much about any of his other games outside of Heavy Rain and Detroit. Beyond Two Souls, I saw a little bit about. It seemed very, like, self-serving. I didn't even know it was them. I was like, oh, this is just a thing that companies are doing now because they're like, it's a hit.
The walking simulator games, that's what we'll do.
It's going to be great for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to be awesome. Star Wars should be a walking simulator game. It's just like the galaxy and then you hit buttons.
I cannot wait. And then you hit buttons.
It's a visual movie.
That's like, that was what going to Galaxy's Edge was for me. That's probably why I got sick because I was hitting all the buttons.
Ooh, stuff.
I was like, look at all this stuff that other people have touched.
They've been touching it all day.
I touch all these fucking buttons. I'm going to lick my hands after.
But I must touch it. Oh, all right. Let's talk about some release dates.
All right. Andor's release is targeted for July to September of 2022. That makes sense,
because we have Book of Boba Fett that's supposed to be the last week in December. Mm-hmm. Then it's supposed to run for 6 to 8 episodes. Then we have Kenobi, which is six episodes. So that'll be like a month break. Then we'll get Kenobi. Then we'll have a month break and we'll have Andor.
I like this timeline that you set up because it means that Kenobi's coming out like in the middle of next year.
Kenobi's coming out like March, right?
I don't think they've given us an exact release
yet. Oh, I thought Kenobi was March.
I think it still just says 2022.
Because I thought it was Book of Boba, Kenobi, Andor, Mando Season 3.
I'm not really sure. There might be some stuff.
And then Bad Batch Season 2 is going to be thrown.
Because Ahsoka's coming out next year too.
Ahsoka's filming now. So if it's coming out next year, it's coming out at the end.
Well, I think they've been filming it. It's not just getting started. All these shows have been, like, in production.
Filoni said they just finished writing it.
Because Dave, when did he say that, though?
2 weeks ago. I think it's actually in here.
I don't think it is, because I looked at the news, like, the other day.
Oh, no, I must have talked about it on my other show.
Yeah.
Yes, I have not.
Yes.
But,
Kenobi. Well, all right, then. Forget what I said,
though. So, I'm thinking we're going to get Book of Boba to finish out the year, start of next year. Little break. Kenobi. Little break, obviously Marvel stuff, etc. Little break. And then we have Andor, little break, Mando Season 3, little break, Ahsoka.
Oh, real quick, mini review. How do you like Hawkeye 1 and 2?
Pretty good.
I like
very
it.
Very good. I like it better than Loki so far.
Really?
It's more personal, it's more relatable.
Didn't really like Hawkeye. Like I thought he was okay. You know, I like Jeremy Renner, but I was like, eh. He's Hawkeye. But after these first two episodes, I'm like, alright, cool.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's cool.
I like it a lot.
Hawkeye's just a dude.
Yeah.
He's
like,
a bro.
Exactly. Like in the first couple of movies, you see him and you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like Age of Ultron, he's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then he like kind of disappears for a while and he comes back and he's Ronin and you're like, what the fuck?
I love that gag. How'd you lose your hearing? Boom, boom, boom. I don't know.
Hard to tell. He's just chilling with explosions. Yeah. It was good.
It was definitely the thing in Endgame.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But man, it was good so far.
Pretty good.
And spoilers. End of episode 2. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
That's Echo.
Okay.
She's the daughter of Kingpin.
She's getting her own show, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, whatever. I'll watch it. They'll want us to like her after this.
So she's going to become a good guy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But Kingpin might be coming in.
Well, we got the first 2 episodes. We only got 4 left.
Exactly.
It's going to be very 6, short show. I think it's going to end right when Spider-Man comes out.
I think, yeah. It ends the week after. I think...
Like the day before.
I think they're going to do... Well, the last episode drops when Boba Fett is in Fortnite, 24th.
When Boba Fett is in Fortnite, you have all this stuff like planned out.
Everything's mapped out.
You're like, it's in the calendar.
I got all these dates. It's the end of the year.
Boba Fett and Fortnite. Guys, coming back to Fortnite.
Well, dude, because so the end of Fortnite is 12-4.
The end of Fortnite.
The end of Fortnite Chapter 2.
Thank
you. So Chapter 3 is going to start, and Boba Fett's coming in half of the month. So I'm thinking Star Wars.
So Obi-Wan Kenobi's finally going to be in Fortnite?
Mm-hmm. Well, when the Kenobi show comes out,
it's happening for sure. Yeah, and then I'm going to have to play Fortnite every day of my life, even by myself.
Because it's the Kenobi game.
Because it's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi the game at that point, when they put Obi-Wan's lightsaber in as a pickaxe. And then I could do Gangnam Style with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Dude, you can drive a car.
Can't wait.
All right, anyway. The next bit of news, let's segue off of that Hawkeye bit.
We got a bunch of movie news.
Into another Marvel kind of Star Wars thing. So Chloe Zhao, who directed The Eternals, was rumored to direct Kevin Feige's Star Wars project, but that news has since fallen through. She will not be directing it.
I wrote probably because of Eternals.
Which, by the way, after we record this, we have to make a plan to see it tomorrow.
We're seeing it tomorrow?
Well, that was the original plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably see it early.
We'll make a plan.
Yeah.
I was actually going to try to bootleg it after the podcast.
Okay, well then, but I won't invite you then.
No.
Okay.
We have plans.
Nice.
I might be seeing Raccoon City either today or next week.
Yikes for you.
And that looks okay.
It looks okay. I watched Jake's video on it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, it's okay.
He's like, ah.
So, yeah, Chloe Zhao. I don't have any problem with that personally. I haven't seen Eternals yet, but I hear it's poopy. But I don't think it's really was because of her.
I mean, Matt Lopez, he said that he saw it and it wasn't like terrible, but it wasn't like great.
Yeah.
He said it was just kind of like middle of the road.
It was just like MCU a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know all the spoilers, unfortunately.
Christina's not even coming to see it tomorrow. She's like, if it's not like great and amazing and people aren't talking about it, then no.
I'm like, that's
okay.
Fair.
I'm like, okay. She doesn't like any of this shit.
Yeah.
She liked Shang-Chi and she's coming to see Spider-Man.
Shang-Chi's good. She has to see Spider-Man. And Kevin Feige is still doing it, though. He's still doing a Marvel Star Wars project. I'm excited to see what that one is. Maybe he's working on that one with Taika.
He directed himself.
Maybe he's working on that one with Taika. I don't think he's ever directed a movie before. I think he's just a producer.
He's going to do it. He's going to be like, guys, it's my movie.
I'm going to put Nova in it. This isn't Marvel, whatever.
I can put him in. Adam Warlock. Got Will Poulter back for Star Wars.
He looks good.
He does look good.
I wonder what his movie's going to be. Yo, what if it's a Kyle Katarn game? Movie. That's what I meant to say. What if it's a Kyle Katarn movie? Or the Jedi Outcast?
What if they're finally doing Starkiller?
Oh my god.
I'm not even going to try and get my hopes up with that.
Dude, if Starkiller, baby Starkiller, shows up at the end of Kenobi, I'll shit.
Baby Starkiller.
I'll shit everywhere. His name is Galen, right? Or Garrick.
Galen Merrick.
His name is Galen Merrick. That's not true.
Yeah,
Galen is. Merrick?
Galen Merrick.
That is Galen Erso and Anton Merrick. I hate that.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Uh-huh. Galen Merrick. Yeah.
Oh. That's funny that they took both the names and put them in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Anyway. if he's... Because why wouldn't they do it? They have Sam Witwer. He looks like the guy still because it was him.
Yeah,
he was a little older.
That was the first time I ever saw Sam Witwer in anything. And then I saw him in the movie The Mist, and I was like, yo, that's Starkiller. He's in this movie.
Put him in Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. At the end of 2, I don't think he dies, right?
He could do it.
He like,
at the end
one of the endings.
Force Unleashed 2.
One of the endings he dies.
In the ending that I would have taken as canon, in quotes, at the time, it would have been the light side one because he just beats Darth Vader and then they got him locked up on a ship and him and Juno are leaving and then it just ends with Boba Fett following them.
Book of Boba Fett.
So presumably Boba Fett would have gotten Darth Vader back.
Yeah.
And then whatever happened to I don't think Boba Fett could have killed Starkiller.
Nope.
If I'm going to put... But... Boba Fett and Darth Vader versus Starkiller? That would have been...
Juno would be dead
that
for
would
sure.
Have been a, yeah, she would have been like toast.
Double
that would have been a cool fight.
Double dead.
That would have been seriously cool.
I would love to see Starkiller show up.
In the dark side ending, the evil Starkiller kills the good one, and then the DLC goes to Endor, and he murders Han, Chewbacca, and Princess Leia, who's a Jedi
and
with
he kills Luke,
two
too.
Lightsabers at that point.
He kills Luke and Hoth, I think.
That's an alternate ending to the first game, where he kills Darth Vader and becomes the Emperor's like dark apprentice.
Yeah.
He kills Obi-Wan, he kills Boba Fett, I'm pretty sure he kills Jabba.
He kills Luke.
He
throws him in like a sand speeder or something.
Well, he doesn't kill Luke. He actually convinces Luke to join the dark side after he cuts his hand off.
Sure.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
So the good ending.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, so the good endings are the
if Starkiller shows up. So there was a picture that was leaked. Not leaked. It was in Empire Magazine, I think. I don't know if it's in this thing. But it's a rule of three picture again. Similar to Spider-Man. So we're talking about it's Fennec, Boba, and an empty spot. And people are like, who's there? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Din Djarin? Is it going to be Din Djarin because he's supposed to be in the show? Is it going to be Cobb Vanth because they're on Tatooine?
Cobb Vanth.
Is it going to be Bosk? Is it going to be Cad Bane? Is it going to be Crosshair? Is it going to be Omega?
Cobb Vanth.
Is it going to be Starkiller?
It's going to be Cobb Vanth.
Is it going to be Dash Rendar? Dash Rendar is in the show.
Cobb Vanth.
I would love Cobb Vanth.
He's like
the
easiest guy to like put
Tatooine.
In there because he's already there. And he'll be like, oh, dude, we can talk about how that was my armor. And then Boba Fett will be like, don't even think about this being
this
your armor for like a second.
Funny.
He's like, cut that out of your memory. Don't even talk about it like you wore this at any point. He's like, we'll get you something. But not
I'll give
this.
You my old one, because this one's obviously different.
Well, he just repainted it. It's the same helmet.
helmet. He did so much to it, man. It's like so much better. I know same helmet. The ding is still there, but it's painted over.
Imagine if it was a brand new helmet. He was looking at it, and he just takes a hammer. Bam! Yeah, that looks about right.
That looks like what Kid Bane shot me in the head.
I'm used to a dent in my head, because when he shot me, there was a dent in my head.
And that's also where I shot Kid Bane. Did you see him in the big bitch?
He's got a hole in his bitch. Head. He's got a big bitch pitch. We have problems.
We do. It's the moneymaker. See that video I sent you?
No.
Oh, dude, I sent you a video.
Keep sending me TikToks.
Because they're funny.
Stop sending me TikToks.
They're about Star Wars.
I don't watch TikTok.
Where is it? I'll show you right now.
Dollar Shave Club? Are you giving me free razors? They're like, no, but you can buy razors. The next piece of news, while you're looking up that, Old Republic movie rumored to be coming in 2023, and you put in parentheses, Taika, with a question mark?
Because Taika's rumored to do one of these things.
He is rumored to do one of these things. Dude, I'm all for Taika Waititi, Old Republic movie with Keanu Reeves, Revan. Give it to me.
That'd be amazing.
Keanu Reeves has to play Revan at some point.
Yeah, we're going to play it on the...
He said it's animated.
Yeah.
Oh, so you won't see my face?
No.
Well, there's the problem right there. Look. This face is the money.
I don't know what it's for, but it's just hilarious. This face is the money.
This face is the money.
I think it was...
It might have been the Clone Wars.
Yeah, or it was going to be... he didn't do the Clone Wars? What are you talking about?
It might have been for it. That's what it might have been for. And that's probably why he was like, no, I'm not doing it. Because if my face isn't going to be in it, then I don't care.
Or it was for revoicing Boba Fett back in the new the old movies.
He also voices Boba Fett exclusively in the Battlefront 2 game.
Maybe it was that. Might have been that one.
All the clones are done by D. Bradley Baker, but he does Boba. I kind of love that. If I'm being honest with you,
Boba Fett.
I really do love that. I'm like, all right, the clones, you know, we all know them better as D. Bradley Baker. It's off-putting, quite frankly, when I'm watching... the prequel movies, and one of the clones comes up, and it's like,
he's like,
fucking
hey, what's
Jango
going
Fett.
On?
I'm like, that's not right.
Like, shut up.
I'm like, what is happening here? I'm like, he should be like, for the honor of our brothers, for the Republic. You know, that's how I know them.
So, Old Republic movie. I'm down for the Dreamcast, man. The Dreamcast would be great. I don't know if they're gonna get Keanu. He's a little too old to be Revan. I think they want to get a young guy to keep around.
I mean, how old is Revan? Keanu Reeves doesn't even look a day over like fucking 35.
When he shaves his beard, he looks
weird. He looks like a younger dude.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I think asking for Keanu is a little much now that he's older.
I think he'd be awesome only because of how serious he would take like the stunt work and stuff.
Yeah, he would do. He'd, make
he'd be all very, about. It. He'd be big, like, he'd be like, I did samurai training and I fight like a badass in this movie, and it's so cool because and you can actually see my face when I'm doing all that cool stuff when I'm riding on my speed. Well, dude, at the beginning of the game, you haven't gotten there yet. He gets into a swoop race on a swoop bike.
Keanu's
yeah,
gonna be in
dude, Keanu on a swoop bike with a lightsaber. Come on,
just like him being cast as Ghost Rider. Well, rumored.
It could be cool.
Rumored
that's all I'm saying.
Hoping. It would be good.
If there's a dream casting for me, it's Keanu.
Yeah, I think Taika would be great too, because adapting a video game, Taika would make it very on the nose.
And Revan's very stoic.
There are scenes in the game that I just, the brief moments I played, where it's like, obviously they don't voice act the controls, but like, the dude in front of you will be like, hey, you need to open up your menu. And then you ask him how to do it, and he goes, it's blank, and you just see the Texans like, hit the start button and the Y button or whatever. And you're like, okay. I think Taika would have a lot of fun doing dumb stuff. So
yeah, he could have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'd go that far.
No, they wouldn't go that meta, but I mean like...
I'd be a little... I would even be like, what the fuck?
I think Taika would have to do a trilogy, though, because you can't cover the first game in one movie.
No, you have to do a lot of shit.
And you wouldn't be able to do Knights of the Old Republic 2.
They
would just
like
be the first.
Five planets.
It would be the... three movies would be...
To even do Knights of the Old Republic 2, you have to sell everybody on the first one. Because
first
Knights
three.
Of the Republic 2 takes place like 3 or 4 years after the first game, and you don't even play as Revan.
Yeah.
You use the ship, the Ebonhoff, and there's a lot of questions like, where the fuck is the guy I played in the first game?
You find him.
He doesn't even make an appearance, I don't think, in the second game.
Weird.
I didn't get to play that much, though, because I was playing it on my phone, and my phone was like, I'm going to crash the game every time you enter a cutscene. And I was like, okay, I guess
there's a, I think if they're going to do that, they would do the first two movies of a trilogy would be the first half of the first game, the second half of the first game, and then the second movie would the third movie would just be the second game.
Because
they can just cover a little bit less and then throw, where did Revan go? He's here.
I would like three movies devoted to the
just
first
the
game. I think it would even be better served.
Because they have a large cast of characters.
I think it would be better served as a Disney Plus show. I think that would be better, because your first episode is like him waking up and like being
escaping.
Like,
what the fuck?
Escaping, right? With
and then
Carith.
First episode, right? Dantooine, or second episode, or first episode, Terror, second episode, Dantooine, third episode, Tatooine, fourth episode, Kashyyyk, you know? Yeah. It's like planet by planet,
meeting
seven
all
or eight episodes. Yeah. By the end, is climactic fight with Revan and Malak.
Unless you do two seasons for the first game.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's definitely better served as
a good show.
I think you get a lot more out of it. Because
you can do KOTOR 1 and 2 across 4 seasons.
You know, movie, it's so weird. How would it be paced, right? It's like, as the first movie, him waking up and becoming a Jedi, and then the second movie, it's like, we're going to cram Tatooine, Kashyyyk, fucking Korriban, all the planets, right? Manon, we're going to put all of them into one movie, right? It's like, holy shit, this is kind of intense.
The show would be really good. Mm-hmm. I think Taika should do a High Republic movie because there's not enough things in that world that
he
can...
That's assuming they're even doing Revan, and if they do Revan, who's to even say that they're going to go for the same story?
That's true. They could easily change it.
I don't know why they do that.
No.
At this point, quite frankly, I don't even know if we'd get a Revan show or a movie because they're doing the Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Yeah.
They're probably like, we want to see how this does.
We'll see. Everything is up.
Because there was a lot of stuff that was novels. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if the Knights of the Old Republic remake came out, right? And they're like, this is Revan's story. The show
There's
or the movie
Revan
that
novels.
We're going to do is going to be what happens to Revan and the stuff that happens after the game.
Yeah.
Even that would be cool. I'd be all about that.
Yeah, because the Revan novels take place in between the first and second game. All three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one, then it's the
It's about
books.
His journey to go and find Darth Vishy, I think his name is.
Something like that.
The eternal Sith Lord who's lived for like hundreds or thousands of years.
The eternal big nerd.
The evil red guy who's also a white guy that looks really tired.
Hey, man.
Who's also like just a shadowy figure. He's so many things.
Like
Naga Sado. Dude, it gets weird. It gets really weird.
I'll read those books eventually. I have them all in timeline order, so it's all good.
I still have to read them. A lot of what I've seen is just from
people talking about it?
No, SWTOR.
Oh.
Like, cutscenes and stuff, because Revan's spirit, like, lives on into SWTOR.
Oh, dude, you got a little fuck.
Yeah, like a little buddy, little mom.
You got a little man.
Yeah.
He's like, how the fuck am I getting out of here?
I don't know how he got in here.
All right.
Next is Patty Jenkins, Rogue Squadron, and Rian Johnson's trilogy have been apparently been shelved till further notice due to recurring creative differences. We knew about Rian Johnson's trilogy. It's been being shelved because he destroyed episode 8. I love Rian Johnson. I think he's a good director. Two of my favorite movies are his, Knives Out and Looper. I love those movies. He's great.
I just watched Looper a couple weeks ago.
Looper's good. It's a good movie. It's so good. I love that movie. And just, but 8.
Yeah.
So we knew his trilogy was shelved for a long time.
Yeah, and it's such a such a crazy thing, too, because there's so many people who love 8. And they're probably...
Name me 5 right now.
Well, I don't know them personally, but there are people who like it.
Crazy people.
You know, and great for them. So they're, like, disappointed that this movie they like from this director that they now like, and they're like, oh, he's not getting his stuff now. And they're looking at this probably as mad pushback from, obviously, people like you and I, who are like, we did not like those movies particularly much. I've eased up a lot on my hate since we started doing this show, because I've realized just how, I guess,
much goes
volatile it can be if you're just out here all the time like, yo, those movies are shit, right? It's like, I don't like them. I'm not going to say episode 8 is absolute garbage anymore,
no.
But I don't like it. It's not for me. It's not my Star Wars.
If you make a movie better than the holiday special, you're fine.
Yeah.
The Ewok movies and the holiday special are bottom of the barrel.
I mean, 8's really pretty.
8's pretty.
It's probably
Rian Johnson's
the
a good
prettiest
director.
Star Wars movie.
I feel like it wasn't even, I mean, I know this is going to sound stupid. It's not Rian Johnson's fault. He's the director, not the writer. He helped on the writing team, sure. But the writing team itself didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah,
yes, they were taking Rian Johnson's direction of anyone can use the Force, so Rey doesn't have parents, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We'll blame Rian Johnson for that specific stuff. But not... The entire movie wasn't just his fault. You got to blame the writing team. You got to blame Kathleen
Kennedy.
He was
the one who wanted Luke to be the way he was, and that was a big thing for me.
That's a big problem.
I'm like, I feel like he should have been doing something out here. Why would he just walk away from this galaxy? He's like, my sister, my friends, everything that I stood for when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
Well, that's what people are speculating with Luke and Tantis and all that stuff.
Yeah, no.
You debunked it pretty quick.
Debunked it mad hard. So Hunter told me about this theory that because they showed Mount Tantis
and they're doing a lot of cloning
Bad
stuff
Batch
in
and they're talking about cloning,
In Legends, that's how Luke came about. That's L-U-U-K-E.
Yeah, because Palpatine had his hand after episode 5. Palpatine
cloned Luke using his DNA from his hand, and he turned him into a dark side boy, and he ends up getting killed, I think, by Mara Jade in Legends. So people are thinking that this guy that we saw in episode 8, and then I guess subsequently episode 9, was Luke. And I'm going to debunk this theory so hard for you guys that you're going to have whiplash after it. One, Yoda showed up and he was like, young Skywalker, talking to him because he knows he's fucking Luke Skywalker. Two, he dies.
The sacred text.
He dies and comes back in episode 9 and he's like, I was wrong. That's Luke Skywalker reconciling his bullshit in a very poor manner, but he's doing it. And then at the end of 9, he also shows up alongside Leia. I think Leia, at this point, as a Force ghost, would be able to tell if this was actually Luke or not. Also, Anakin would have probably confirmed that. Obi-Wan probably would have confirmed that. And Yoda probably would have confirmed that. So I think that this whole theory that people are cooking up about, ooh, it's not actually Luke Skywalker. It's like, you guys need to accept the fact that this is how Disney portrayed Luke Skywalker. This is how he went out, and that's the end of it. Luke may show up at some point, but it's not the guy you saw in episode 8, and it's not the guy you saw in episode 9.
Hear me out.
I'm not.
He's the guy from Mandalorian season 2.
Oh.
And he stole Grogu, and Grogu's going to be a bad guy. You see,
now that could be
because Grogu's not at the temple.
You see, that I can almost kind of believe, except I'm going to debunk that for you, too. He's got R2-D2.
Shit. I'm trying,
and
guys.
And he's got Luke's X-Wing, so that's kind of hard.
I'm trying, guys.
I don't know. I think that if they're going to do the Luke thing, it's going to be in a comic book. Because
for sure.
That would be really hard for a lot of people to just be like, okay.
Yeah, so me and Courtney finally finished Mandalorian season 2, and Luke shows up, and I'm like, who does that look like, Court? And she's like, Luke when he was a kid. And I'm like, yeah, they just de-aged Mark Hamill. She was like, why? And I was like, because that's what they do now. And I was like, but do you want to see something cool? And I pulled up a picture of the guy that they got to be the body double, and she's like, that looks like the same guy. And I'm like, yeah. But they CGI'd his face. So he looks weird. Because she was like, his face looks weird. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It doesn't look right. It
doesn't look real.
Yeah, it looks a little different than the guy that we remember, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks a little fake.
It doesn't look like a... Dude, I had that... I was like, literally, when he came out and he was doing all the cool lightsaber shit before they unveiled his face, I was like tearing up. Because I was like, dude, this is fucking Luke Skywalker. This is so cool. And then he takes the hood off and I was like... Whoa.
It's a ghost.
I was like, who the fuck is that?
They could have easily gotten either Sebastian Stan.
They should
have. Or the guy that they have.
I wish they had just committed to using, like, I love the fact that Mark Hamill got to do that
it's
again.
Awesome for Mark.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But they needed to do a better job on making him actually look like Luke Skywalker.
Dude, the guy that they got.
For the Disney money that they have.
If you didn't, if they didn't want to do that route and they used the CGI. If they used the guy that they used under the mask, technically, would you have cared? Would you have been able to be like, that's not Luke?
I would have cared.
Obviously, it's not Mark Hamill.
That see, and that's the problem.
He looks so much like Luke.
That's the problem for me, right? It's the same thing that we talked about where, like, oh, if you want to do a Han Solo thing post-episode 6, you're like, yeah, and they could just bring back Alden Ehrenreich. I'm like, but can they? I'm like, because Han Solo looked like Harrison Ford in episode 4, 5, and 6, and then he looked like Harrison Ford again when he came back in episode 7. I'm like, so we're expecting him to look like Harrison Ford in that time. You can't change what the guy looks like. I'm like, it's okay to use him in something like the Kenobi show because he's still young at that point. I'm like,
and then Lando,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing for Luke. You can't really replace him at this point, unless...
Well, it's not like they were going to...
Unless you get somebody who looks exactly like him, but for me,
double.
Looking at that guy,
you're like,
I don't see him. I don't see Mark Hamill, because I love the original trilogy. I watched the shit out of those movies. I know what Luke Skywalker is supposed to look like. That guy looks kind of like Mark Hamill, but he does not look like Luke Skywalker.
Fair enough.
It's not him. You know, after come episode 5 and 6, Luke's face gets fucked up. You remember that? How he doesn't look like a baby anymore because he got into a motorcycle accident and they had to reconstruct his face?
It's because he got attacked by a wampa,
you. And then he got older, so...
He got attacked by a wampa.
It's like that guy, he doesn't capture the story that happens with Luke's guy. He doesn't... He's not Mark Hamill.
I know.
And that it's hard to do that thing now. I get why people want this Luke Skywalker show and stuff, and unfortunately...
I would not want a Luke Skywalker show with the original trilogy, bro.
You have to either bring in Mark Hamill, or you have to deepfake him. Ugh. Those are the only ways you can do it. because I was on board with the whole Sebastian Stan thing for a long time. Sebastian Stan is getting older, and he's starting to look less and less like Mark Hamill when he was young. So you're it's real, that window of opportunity, it's like, it's closing very fast. Stan said he'll do it if
Mark Hamill gives him permission. And Hamill was like, yes.
Honestly, I think Sebastian Stan looks a lot more like that between 6 and 7 Luke Skywalker than the body double did. The body double looks like a younger guy. You know, it's like, I think
we're at that timeline right now. After
30-year-old Luke Skywalker, I think Sebastian Stan can still pull that off because he still looks like Mark Hamill more than that other guy does, to me anyway. I know a lot of people feel that he looks exactly like Mark Hamill.
I wouldn't say exactly.
I'm like, no. I'm like, I think Sebastian Stan was the closest thing that you could have gotten to Mark Hamill at that time. I'm like, because I've literally seen edits of it. They're like, who's this in this picture? Oh, I'm like, that's Luke Skywalker. They're like, yeah, I photoshopped Sebastian Stan's face into it.
I got a picture. I typed in Sebastian Stan Luke, and it was a picture of old Luke and Sebastian Stan with Luke's hair.
Dude.
And I was like, Courtney, pick out Luke Skywalker. And she's like,
it is so,
I'm like, which
crazy
one's Bucky? She's like, I think I know which one's Bucky. I'm like, if you have to think, that's hard already.
Dude,
like,
it is so crazy seeing what they can do with him. Yeah. Like, just seeing the face. Yeah. Look at that.
That's the exact picture I pulled up.
That isn't that crazy?
Courtney's like, I know which one it is, but it's still hard to tell. And I'm like, yep.
He has the features. Yeah. He just does. It's like the Uncanny Valley type shit. But if they were going to do that, that's how they have to do it. It's got to be deep fake. It's got to be Mark Hamill, or it's got to be Sebastian Stan. I don't think that kid could pull it off.
I love how we were talking about Patty Jenkins and Rian Johnson. Then we were talking about Luke for 20 minutes.
Well, we were talking about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Ruining Luke. Back to Rogue Squadron. I'm disappointed a little bit. I like the Star Wars war type movies. Like, Rogue One's really good. I would love to see Rogue Squadron. Like, it's just a pilot movie.
Mm-hmm.
But if Patty Jenkins is having creative differences and she has to leave, it is what it is.
I
like Wonder Woman 1 a lot, but Wonder Woman 2 stinky. And I haven't seen any other Patty Jenkins project besides Wonder Woman.
Well, they told us that Wonder Woman 1 was like a lot of just her.
Yeah, and then 2 was love metal.
But even the end of the first Wonder Woman, we were all like, what the fuck? And she was like, well, the studio wanted their big stupid monster battle at the end. So they got their big stupid monster battle. You know, and we were like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So that's not her.
Yeah.
And then the second movie came out and we were all like, what the fuck is this? Because she's like, I want everybody in the world to not be selfish, and everybody in the world is not selfish. I'm like, what? I'm like, what about all like the murderers and serial killers and horrible people who are like actual selfish? What about like the presidents of the United States of the world? You know, it's like the people that wouldn't give up their... Yeah, it's like, exactly. So,
what is this?
You know, it was very self-serving, and I think she caught a lot of flack for that, and maybe Disney was like, all right, we're going to work with you, but we want to have a lot of control over this project and whatnot.
We want this
to
be made our way.
I think that's a big issue for her now is studio meddling. She had a bad experience with it. And when a studio like Disney is like, okay, you can do your movie, but it has to be done like this way, or your series or whatever it was going to be, but it has to be done this way. And I don't think she really vibes with that, you know?
No. She likes making her movies, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Let the director fucking direct.
Well, look at what happens when the studios get involved in her shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you have good movies up until a point, but it's like Wonder Woman 2, again, she's dressed as Wonder Woman for a collective like 25 minutes of the movie.
It's like, ugh.
And it's like a 2.5 hour movie. I'm like, how,
it's a really long,
I'm like, how do you guys do this? So, I would love to see her project maybe get made eventually, but...
I'm down for Rogue Squadron stuff.
I want it to be on her terms, because I want to see her shine in one of these... Like, I know she probably has smaller movies and stuff that I just haven't seen, but I want to see her shine in one of these big, high-budget, studio-backed movies.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 1 was great.
You know, and I want it to be her movie,
because
I want to be able to finally judge her based on what did she bring to the table. And when she was talking about it, she was like, yeah, like I had family like in the Air Force or whatever, and I grew up like on bases and walking around bases. I'm like, she could bring a lot of cool expertise to this kind of thing that maybe other people wouldn't look at it like that, because she's like, yo, pilots and flying.
I have two requests for Star Wars, and they both involve James Wan. James Wan did, was it James Wan or Justin Liu? Justin Liu's one of our customers at the store. James Wan, Fast. He did Fast and Furious, okay. He just did 5 and he just did 7. Anyway, I want James Wan to do either a Star Wars horror movie or a Star Wars like racing movie.
Pod racing.
Dude,
swoop racing.
Dude, an in-depth look at pod racing's gritty, like, fucking...
gritty underworld of pod racing.
It'd be fantastic.
Like from the PS2 games that we used to see when it happened on a shit ton of planets.
And you get Vin Diesel to do it.
Vin Diesel in Star Wars.
It's about family.
But he's like an alien.
Well, he would be in the movie, but he wouldn't be the main character.
He's an Ithorian.
He would just be an Easter egg.
He's Groot.
He would be an Easter egg. Because you don't want to get him, a high-budget actor, to be in a bit part. He wouldn't like that, unless it was an Easter egg. Because James Wan did a couple of the other ones. I would love a horror movie, though, in Star Wars. We need a Star Wars horror movie. Not like horror, like actual like jump scares. I mean like thriller, weird, just like...
Yeah.
Chilling.
Like, hey, you guys got to go investigate this ghost ship.
Yeah.
This ship that was like, we lost communications with it. And then they get on it, and it's like... Ooh, dark side and aliens.
Ancient Sith artifact is there that's Sith messing with people's brains or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Everything on the ship. Everything on the ship isn't even real. It's all just... There's just a Sith holocron on the ship that drives everybody insane.
Just deja vu.
There's nothing even on the ship. Oh. All the crew went crazy and killed each other or themselves.
Yeah, because of one Sith artifact.
Because they were like, ooh, look at this cool triangle. Maybe we could sell this. And they like put it on the kitchen table. Oh. And then they all went nuts. And one guy tried to like take it and... He, like, died in the fucking thing, holding it, and then they got a... Yeah.
Disney, we gotta hire us for something.
We could write this movie.
You gotta hire us for something.
I'm getting excited now. I'm like, man, I would want to see this movie. Like a bunch of guys going nuts on a spaceship, and they don't even know why.
Speaking about a bunch of guys going nuts, Kathleen Kennedy's contract is renewing.
That was a pretty good segue.
Because we know how people feel about her. Personally, I don't care.
Yeah, no, whatever. She's all right.
She's fine. She gave us a lot of good stuff.
So her contract as president with Lucasfilm has been renewed for at least 3 more years until 2024, at which point she will either renew again or she'll be replaced.
Replace her with Dave Filoni.
that would be pretty solid. But also, I kind of want him, you know, making the Star Wars.
Yeah, John Favreau.
It's like, he doesn't really need to be for John Favreau. Yeah. I feel like when he makes Star Wars, too. These guys make some good shit, in case you haven't been noticing.
I know.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because on one hand, she gave us the sequel trilogy, and Solo was like all... Solo. I know you do, but you can't even
Solo's
deny...
Solo's okay.
It was kind of a mess.
Seven and Solo
the way
are
they
okay.
handled it.
Seven and Solo are okay.
Yeah, but you gotta look at the forest for the trees.
They kept switching directors. Ron Howard did what he could.
So on the other hand, she gave us things like Rogue One, Mandalorian, Bad Batch, Kenobi's coming out, Ahsoka, Book of Boba Fett, Fallen Order, etc. Because, you know, even though she doesn't directly oversee and make
the content,
she
still approves these things.
Yeah, she's the one who's
out.
Like, yeah, you can make that. Yeah, yeah, you can
so
make that.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's do that. So the second half, she may have been a little bit rocky at the beginning, but the second half of her tenure has been looking pretty good, and I'm confident that she's finally able to make the
once
choices
they said
that she
that,
needs to
once
make.
Once they said that they can do live-action Star Wars shows, I feel like she was like, fuck yes.
Oh my god, there's so much news.
I think Kathleen Kennedy was a TV person way back in the day. I think that's where she's from.
She worked with George,
I think she did it, she has TV background. Mm-hmm. So when they gave her movie reigns, she was like, oh, fucking whatever. But with these movies, she's been knocking them out of the shows. She's been knocking them out of the park. Now Disney Plus is a thing. Oh,
I know a lot of people didn't like Seven, but I was like, Seven is so good.
Seven's good.
Like, I love Seven. It's so pretty and it's fun.
Seven is good.
It's an enjoyable movie.
If you don't
movie.
Like Seven, you're crazy.
Sets up a cool story. And then the cliffhanger is just like, guess what? We're about to fall off the cliff.
Right when you see Luke and she just holds out the lightsaber. And then you're like, all right. And then right when it starts, he throws it, and you're like, what?
Dude, I literally remember sitting in the movie, he throws the light. I'm like, I waited like a year, 2 years for this. I was like, I can't believe I waited for that.
We had a
whole
Rogue One in between this.
I was like, I can't believe I fucking waited for him to just like be a bitch.
Punk ass.
Not for me.
Yeah. So Kathleen Kennedy, we're fine with.
Yeah.
No. You know, we're not those guys who's like enemies in the state.
She does. I mean, so. Knights of the Old Republic remake. She had to green light that
she
too.
She approved it.
She had to say yes.
Yeah. So
she was like, I see people online talking about this all the time.
Well, especially we have Taika, Patty, and Ryan still attached to projects, even if they're being delayed.
I honestly
or
think Patty
crumbled.
And Ryan probably just aren't going to get to make their thing.
But
yeah.
Taika's still there. And Kevin Feige.
They're like, yeah, we shelved it in the vault that's in the basement.
With Walt's head.
That we only ever go into like once every 10 years.
With Walt's head and George's head soon. Not worry, he'll be there.
Oh yeah, they bought the right to George's head.
Yep,
they gotta freeze him.
Yep,
sounds good. Well, in a new interview with Empire Magazine about the state of Star Wars, Kathleen Kennedy addressed the future of the sequel trilogy characters. She's saying, certainly those are not characters we're going to forget. They will live on, and those are conversations that are going on with the creative team as well. So could the Finn show really be in development, and will we see more of characters like Rey, Poe, BB-8, and Rose?
And Kylo, we're not gonna see Poe. Because Oscar Isaac put out a statement saying that If he needs another house, he'll be in Star Wars, but otherwise he's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, he's on Disney Plus's payroll with Moon Knight, so we'll see. Well,
Marvel might be a little bit different than Star Wars.
Yeah, but
it's completely different on a team.
It's still the Diz.
It is still the Diz.
Finn, John Boyega hasn't said anything.
Been very quiet.
What's his name? I was going to call him Ben Solo. Adam Driver said he'd come back.
Yeah.
If the script was good. And I haven't heard anything from Daisy Ridley.
I don't know if Daisy wants to come back because of how much people.
We know Kelly Marie Tran doesn't.
Yeah, no.
She's done.
And it really is a shame because I liked Rey. Across all the movies, I liked Rey.
She's
I
just a solid
thought,
character.
I just thought she was a little misused.
Solid till the end.
And. People are like, she was such a bad actress. I'm like, she did fine.
She's fine.
I'm like, have you guys watched Star Wars? I'm like, have you seen some people?
Harrison Ford wasn't an actor until Star Wars.
Harrison Ford was like a carpenter.
He was literally working on John's house, and John got him in, not John, George. George got him in his movie, it's not Swingers, that's Vince Vaughn. The one that George did first before, American something.
American Graffiti.
Yes. He was in that one. I don't think he was the main character. He was just there. And then he got him in for Solo because Solo was supposed to die at the end of episode 4.
And then he was like, oh, this is great.
And he's like, everybody likes you. You have to come back. And he's like, fine, but I'm dying in 5. And they're like, sure.
Yeah, whatever, man.
And they put him in Carbonite and they bring him back in 6. And he's like,
and he has like nothing to do.
Yeah, he literally does nothing.
He just vibes. He's there.
He's there. And he's great.
He's great. We love it. We love seeing him. We love to have him.
Then he only comes back in 7 because like, you have to fucking kill me. Finally, get me out.
I'm going
to
be so pissed if you don't show up.
So.
Yes. All right, so Deadline reports that the Society's Natasha Liu Bordizzo, say that 18 times fast, play the role of Sabine Wren, presumably in the Ahsoka show.
Yeah, she's an Australian actress. She's been in a bunch of stuff. The Society is her most notable.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've not seen her in anything, so it's going to be interesting.
I think you have seen her in something.
Well, even if I have, I couldn't tell you.
I think you recognize her face.
Her face. You have a very recognizable face.
She does.
I'm going to move on to the next and final bit of news while you look. So this is taken directly from StarWars.com, word for word, so I want to give them credit.
Yeah.
Dark Horse Comics is heading back to a galaxy far, far away in 2022. The storied publisher, which has worked with Lucasfilm on a variety of titles from Dark Empire in 1991 to The Art of Star Wars Rebels in 2020, has announced a new line of all-age comics and graphic novels expanding the Star Wars galaxy like never before. Beginning in the spring of 2022, experience adventures in every era from the High Republic through the rise of the First Order, with the new and exciting stories produced in collaboration with Lucasfilm and Disney Worldwide Publishing.
So, fun fact, the reason why this is happening is because IDW, who's been doing the Adventures books, they lost the licensing. So Dark Horse is picking up the adventures.
Okay.
Yeah, so double-edged sword, but still great. Dark Horse coming back. Legends not Legends anymore.
Who is this? Fucking Mike Richardson, the Dark Horse Comics founder and CEO, says the idea is to build up a Star Wars program that includes an ongoing series as well as an anthology. Mixed in would be one-shots and specials. We'll see where we go from there. Initially, we will focus on stories featuring the High Republic.
Because they were told they had
to. There's that word again. High Republic. I feel like they got it wrong. They might have the wrong word there. It shouldn't be the High Republic. It should be the Old Republic. Because that's what we care about.
We're older.
We don't care about your High Republic because it's not about Yoda. When they were like, it's going to be Yoda in his prime, I was like, dude, fucking Yoda stories? That's going to be sick.
He was in 3 issues total.
They're like, what if we showed him in like 6 panels across all the material we've got, and he has like 2 sentences in a novel? I'm like, what if you guys made all Yoda content so that we can finally learn? What if he went home?
I don't hate
what if there was a story about Yoda going home? I don't hate it either. I'm not high on it. Get it?
I'm not high on the High Republic.
I don't think
anybody's really like amazed by it.
There are people who really like it.
No, they can really like it, but being amazed by it is different. Like, I'm amazed by the original trilogy. I'm amazed by even the prequel trilogy. Well, maybe not the trilogy, but one of the movies. One of the movies in Darth Maul specifically. But
Kenobi.
If no one was amazed by him, he wouldn't be like so infamous.
He wouldn't have come back to life
4 times.
He just keeps coming back.
It never stops. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. Ben cut him on his chest, buried him. Someone talk about.
Then he woke up.
Remember when they killed Fennec Shand and Boba Fett gave her robot parts. Do that again. To
just Darth Maul coming Darth back Maul giving robot. I'm so angry.
They literally blew up General Grievous when he was not a robot and then made him a robot that is just lungs and a brain.
They did do that.
You can bring him back after a sword cut against his chest.
He's also eyes, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
He was eyes, his lungs, eyes and a brain.
He was that SpongeBob meme when he shaves off all his sponge in the horror episode. He's just like the spine and the eyes.
The eyes and like the brain stem.
Yep.
And he's like, hey.
That's General Grievous.
Oh, God.
That's him in his Kalishiness.
Gonna have to edit that now.
So I'm excited for Dark Horse to come back and do stuff, even if they're all age books. Technically, some of the Marvel stuff, like the Star Wars books, are all age, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to bring back Legends characters like Starkiller and Katarn and Rendar and Mara Jade.
Starkiller.
I know George Lucas didn't like Mara Jade for some reason. Probably because he saw himself as Luke, and then he's like, I don't like Mara Jade. She's not my type of woman.
I just don't think he made her.
He didn't.
He was just like approving shit, and then like he found out about her, and he was like, oh.
Luke is supposed to not have sex. He's like,
she's like a thing now.
Luke doesn't have sex.
Well, I think he wanted Luke to follow the whole like thing of the Jedi, right? Where he's like, you know, the temptation is there, but resisting the temptation is what makes a good Jedi.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, okay.
He was like, whatever.
So he doesn't, like, claim Mara Jade.
He retconned that character very hard. He was like, Mara Jade doesn't count.
He's like, in my universe, no.
He's like, no thanks. But everyone else. Dude, I want Dash Rendar to show up in Book of Boba Fett so bad. He's around that timeline. His ship shows up in episode 9.
I don't know, man.
I just like the legacy characters a lot. The Legends guys are so dope.
I know this is, like, a controversial take. I'm not a huge fan of characters like Kyle Katarn and Dash Rendar because I haven't played their things.
I played their games. Like, I'm not a big fan of Kyle Katarn. I'm a big Dash Rendar guy, but
that much. So yeah. I don't really have much of a connection to them. It was the same way I felt about Revan before I played Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was like, I don't really know or care about this character or this time, so whatever. Now I'm like, damn, I can't believe this is not canon anymore.
I think you actually like Kyle Katarn's games, the Outcast stuff, a lot. He starts out as like a dude, and then he doesn't know he has force powers.
I'm going to play them eventually. I think they're on Switch, too.
Yeah.
So, I have no problem playing them on Switch, if that's the case.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
Smunch. With that, I think that's the end of our news.
Yeah, man. Woo, woo, woo! Small bit of content updates. During Disney Plus Day, they dropped Under the Helmet, a little documentary about Boba Fett. I checked it out. It's pretty cool, pretty fun, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like another behind the scenes, similar to Empire of Dreams and Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honestly, it makes me more excited for Gallery Book of Boba Fett. Because I love the gallery and the assembled stuff that they're doing with their behind the scenes for the movies and Star Wars for Marvel, too.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
So I want them to do Book of Boba Fett one so bad.
It's so good. I'm sure they will.
They will. I want him.
Hopefully, it's like a multiple episodes one. It's not just like 40 minutes. Well, here you go.
The first one, the first season of Mando was a couple episodes, and season two,
it's like six episodes.
Yeah, and season two was just 1 hour long bit because.
And then the Luke thing.
Well, yeah, the Luke one, but that's because they were like, we already talked about everything, like characters, world building, weapons in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
They just. Do like, we'll talk about second season real quick. We'll talk about Ahsoka, and then we'll talk about Luke specifically.
I'm pretty sure one of the lines in the season two one is like, everything we did in the first season, but like bigger and better. It's like, cool.
Yeah, so Book of Boba Fett will probably have season one. We'll have like a full documentary, and then we'll have just the one. But Marvel's been doing just...
Yeah, they do like a 40-minute blurb.
They do an hour. Like,
ta-da, enjoy.
Yeah, the Shang-Chi one was pretty cool.
I didn't see that one. I haven't watched a lot of them. I want to, though.
I just watch them whenever they're on, whatever. Hawkeye one's probably going to be sick.
This is how we got a guy to shoot a bow.
Hey, yo,
you like this effect?
Look at the dog.
Cute dog.
Dog's bubbies. Yeah. He's strict bubbies.
I like him. They
have an Instagram page. I love it.
Oh, do they?
I sent it to you.
That's funny.
I love the little bubs.
I just thought it was a post. Like, of the dog.
It's
like, oh, cute.
If you can follow their Instagram page.
I'm going to have to then.
It's a 4-year-old bubs. Or like a, it's 4-year-old bubs.
He's a man's.
Little man's.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah, little buddy.
Love it.
All right, topic of the week time. Mm. Fucking Galaxy of Heroes, baby.
Ooh, man, if you play this game and you want to follow along with us, we're going to have our games open, too, to look at some stuff while we're in here.
Yeah, so do we have any knowledge about this game? No, we don't.
No, we're just talking about it as people who play the game. We didn't do a lot of in-depth research.
Well, I'll give
we're
you just a tiny gonna, like, little talk release. About here we go. It is an RPG developed by Capital Games, published by EA, releasing in November of 2015.
There you go.
On Android and iOS.
Capital Games hates its fans.
They do indeed.
We are this is not going to be a necessarily positive reflection on the game. We play this game begrudgingly because we're in it. It's like the only decent Star Wars game on mobile.
That's not an Apple Arcade.
Yeah, and that's also not like a fucking stupid game, like a pinball game or something. Yeah. It's like this game is an actual RPG similar to like a Final Fantasy or like something.
Strike Force.
Yeah, you know. Marvel Strike Force if you guys play that. From I don't play it, but from what I've seen with Hunter playing it, it's the same exact game.
Yeah, same game.
It's literally the same game, just with a Marvel skin and a Star Wars skin. Yeah. I'm in disbelief that this is even allowed to be a thing.
Yeah, so hit us up with your playtime.
Yeah, so I started playing in 2017. I played for about 5 to 6 months, and then this is when I didn't really like make money, so I was like, this is not the game for me. I was like, I can't play this game, like, actually.
If I'm not making money.
So I dropped it, and then I saw that Hunter was playing it, and I couldn't believe that somebody else I knew was playing it. Like, so I saw him in, like, July of this year, mm-hmm. and I was like, all right, I'll re-download it.
Started working with you guys.
Yeah, I got my account back, I bought the Hyperdrive bundle, and now this game, it's like a daily part of my life.
Yep, wake up, play Star Wars.
Wake up,
wait till 1 o'clock, dailies, get the energies, play Star Wars.
Get the free energies, do the
8 o'clock, log in for the raid, play Star Wars.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to play this game and not like spend massive amounts of money on it, then you have to be attentively playing.
I just recently started spending money on it. I hate myself.
Yeah, I started spending money on it when I started playing
it. Yeah, so I played it when it first came out in 2015. Okay. Very, very briefly, because I was into those types of games. I was like, this is fun, cool, whatever. And then once I hit like a small wall, I was like, I wasn't playing mobile games that much. We're still in high school. We just graduated high school. I mean, we were doing college stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was busy with other stuff, playing PlayStation and, you know, hanging out with people. And then I got back into it, I want to say in 2018, briefly. Because I was like, oh yeah, I remember this game. And they added someone random. Then I was like, oh cool. I think they added the solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll try.
Yeah, because they add things when like new content drops. They're like, hey, we're going to do tie-in content because you guys like this and we're going to spend money.
I played it for like a week. And then it was the bottom of my daily video game, mobile game list. So I was like, whatever, deleted it again for space. And then I saw my boss at the comic book store, Anthony, playing it. And I was like, are people still playing this game? And he's like, dude, the Bad Batch is out.
I can't even believe this game is still a thing.
Because he was like, do you play Galaxy Heroes? And I'm like, no. He's like, oh, the Bad Batch just came out. I'm like, oh, yeah, but I remember it being a grind. He's like, no, they're actually all free. They're in these thing called Marquee Events. And I was like, oh, okay. So I downloaded it, and I was like, I have the whole Bad Batch. It's cool. And then I started playing again. And then in July, Alex saw me playing. And then we're back into it. Now it's a daily struggle.
And I started watching YouTube videos on how to play it. And I've been telling Hunter all the strats about it.
I just wait for you to tell
me. He's like, so how do you play this game? Well, I'm like, this is how you play this game.
I was getting characters I liked. Like, I was getting the solo characters. I was getting the Bad Batch. And I was working on, like, you know, Rex.
You're just unlocking, like, everybody.
I was unlocking dudes I want.
Yeah, you were like, I gotta get everybody.
And then, but I was hitting walls. Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, the characters you want all have one drop rate instead of two. And I'm like, why does that matter? You're like, because you get them faster if they're at two. And I'm like, that makes sense. It's math.
Also, you can't keep getting just the characters you want.
Because they're not going to build.
Because you'll never make any progress.
And then you were like, build the Phoenix Squad, and you'll be able to destroy the game, and then build an Empire team or a First Order team, and you'll be able to destroy the Dark Side stuff.
Going, man.
And then I was like, all right, so now I'm getting there, and now I am not as good, because you have way more stuff than me, but I'm there. I got the Hyperdrive bundle when it was
I put more money into this game than you, too.
Well,
I put, like, stupid amounts in. Well, you've been into it lately.
Well, it's because Dash Rendar and Kyle Katarn. I'm not a big Kyle fan, but I want to get Starkiller. So, I got Dash Rendar, though. And then before that, I got the Hyperdrive bundle. And I was trying to get Fennec before that, too. Fennec was the first amount of money I spent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, whatever, I'll stop. I got Fennec to, like, 4 or 5 stars, maybe. And I was like, cool, whatever. And then they announced the Hyperdrive bundle being 50% off at some point. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So I waited 3 weeks for that because they announced it really early. And then I got it. And I was like, even though I'm already level 85, because I hit it like a week before the thing came out.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But I mean, I got all the characters that I want to grind. Yeah,
you got like everybody.
I got all
You have a whole clone squad.
I have a whole clone squad. I have a whole Rogue One squad. I got a bunch of the characters I didn't want to level up to like Ackbar. I was like 80. Ackbar's 80 now.
Yeah.
Instead of being 50. All the ships that I didn't want to get, I have now.
Yeah, you got
I
was some like, sweet. Ships
the ships is the biggest thing. The ships suck.
It's a lot of help. getting that hyper. Yeah. Like, honestly, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. That's almost like a barrier to entry for this game.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be grinding, because that's like the first point we have, is actually getting to level 85. Because the game doesn't really truly begin until you get to level 85. No, because
that's when they open up everything, yeah. Except for Scavenger.
And the Hyperdrive bundle, it's $100 regularly, gets you to level 85, boom. Unlocks a shit ton of characters you need to,
but
do
content. Every once in a while, they drop it down 50%. I've never seen it before, but I only just started playing again this year, so yep. Maybe they did it a bunch of times.
Probably.
But they probably do it at Black Friday or Star Wars stuff days. So, but yeah, so, unfortunately, as of this going up, it is now not available 50% off anymore.
That's unfortunate.
It was up to the 24th.
Sorry, everybody.
17th to the 24th. 1 week.
Yeah, not so even. If you want to get into this game, that's kind of something you might have to think about. If you're like, if I want to actually start playing the game, or if I want to like get to a grind to start playing the game. And that's kind of like where the problem really starts with this game.
Honestly, be willing to spend $100 right at the get-go.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll have four teams that are viable to get you through 90% of the content. Mm-hmm. And then if you continue to grind those guys and level them up, you'll be able to get not Galactic Legends. You'll be able to get the Journey Heroes, and you'll be able to finish up, like I said, 90% of the nodes on all the tables.
Yep. So let me lay this out for you. I play three other mobile games, okay? I play Dokkan. That has an energy system. I play Dragon Ball Legends. That has an energy system. I play Dissidia. That does not have an energy system.
That's good.
Dokkan and Legends. It's very easy to get energy if you just, like, log in and play.
Yeah.
Galaxy of Heroes has how many kinds of energy?
It has four plus Conquest.
There are four different kinds of energies to keep up on, and they all cost a currency if you run out to get you more, and they recharge at a relatively slow rate. So just playing this game is a nightmare.
Games like Star Wars, games like Strike Force have energy, but you can replenish it with free currency that you get capped out at, and then it doubles after a little bit, but you can earn that every week. Star Wars requires you to use the premium currency.
It's hard, man, to really play this game from level 1 to 85 before you can actually get going.
When you're level 1, you can get up to like level 30 just by playing in one day, so you're getting all this energy to keep yourself going.
When you hit level 60, 65...
Oh, the wall is hard.
You hit a really hard wall, yeah. And then it's going to be like 2 to 3 months of playing before you can finally hit 85.
Yeah, I was
hitting it really hard. Ridiculous how long... That's 3 months. That's wishful thinking if you know what you're doing with your energy and you're playing this game like strategically.
Oh, yeah.
Which, more likely than not, at that point, you probably won't know what to do.
No.
So, let's talk about level 85. Your characters can only be the same level as your player level. So
which makes sense.
Until you reach 85, you can't actually max out any of your characters' levels.
Yeah.
And 85 is the max level, by the way. On the way to level 85, a majority of the content available will unlock as you progress. A lot of content will be grayed out on startup, but as you level it up, it all opens. Some content will literally remain locked until level 85, including a large number of the Journey Guide quests. And the Journey Guide quests are how you get characters like Luke Skywalker,
regular Chewbacca,
Training Rey, regular Chewbacca, C-3PO, Revan, Darth Revan, you know, all the characters that you really want to get to at some point are basically locked behind being level 85.
It's not the worst thing ever because it wants you to keep playing, but yeah. It does suck once you're at that wall and you're like, I don't know if I want
to
continue or
this
not.
Game is designed to get you to come back not just daily, but several times
that's
daily.
A good mobile game,
they
though.
Want you to keep
that's
playing.
The mobile game market, that's what they want.
It's good for them, yeah, it's bad for us because we're spending a lot more time doing the same bullshit over and over again. So let's talk about the grind and spending money in the game. So acquiring characters and ships. Normal characters and ships can be unlocked through playing or purchasing character shards, which we're going to talk about the store. I'm actually going to open up the store in a little bit. And we're going to talk about some stuff towards the end here. You have your Journey Guide characters and ships, which can only be unlocked by fulfilling the requirements of the Journey Guide and completing the content. So like some characters will be like, you have to have a whole team at 7 stars before you can unlock them, or some characters will unlock earlier than others based on who they are, and it's a whole bunch of factors that once you get into the game you can start seeing it yourself. But Galactic Legends are the thing that you will ultimately be striving towards from the beginning of the game, and you will likely not get one for like a year or two. Yes, you heard me right. You can start this game today, and you will not get a Galactic Legend for approximately a year or two.
Unless,
and that's if you're really dedicated to this game and probably spending money.
Unless you buy the Hyperdrive bundle, in which case you get a little bit of a head start.
So probably like 9 months.
9 months to a year instead of 1 to 2 years.
I bought the Hyperdrive bundle like 5 or 6 months ago at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm just finally getting to the
point. You also played the game prior to that, so you had other characters.
And I'm spending money on the game monthly.
Well,
so
I try not to.
I try not to as well, but sometimes you see something and you're like, my brain needs this.
I'm probably only going to do it for the Starkiller characters.
I do want
unless Cobb Vanthor Mayfeld comes in, I'm spending money on those guys.
The thing is, you don't need to 7-star them, you just need to relic them.
I know, but they need to be somewhat strong to probably play in the fight, right?
I don't know how strong they need to be.
Well, we'll see that's when the Starkiller comes out in like,
that's
I think,
the big
2 weeks.
Thing. Luckily for me, a lot of these packs are open for like a whole month, so if I need to get them, I can always
I think
try.
Dash Rendar's pack is still in the shop somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Kyle's pack
for like
is
another like 20-something days.
Dude, Dash Rendar's marquee event was up for like 5 days. Kyle's is a day and a half.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They're like, fuck you.
So Mara Jade's coming like next Tuesday
or
something.
Yeah, because they got to speed it up because Starkiller's literally coming in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. We don't know who the fourth character is. It's probably going
to
be Kalos.
The Galactic Legends. Similar to other characters in the Journey Guide, Galactic Legends require you have certain units unlocked to play the content. However, the required units must be 7-stars with varying relic levels. So there is star levels. Anyone who's ever played a mobile game, you know that pulling for the same units over and over again usually gives you some kind of benefit. You don't usually just be like, oh no, I have dupes now. They usually like feed in. It's kind of the same deal here. You need what's called character shards. 330 is the max that gets you a 7-star character, with the increments in between getting you to different star levels. And then there's something else called gear levels, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, because that'll be the relic things that we're going to be talking about. So leveling up characters requires credits and training droids, which can be acquired through playing the game normally. As previously stated, you can only level your characters to the same level as your player level, which caps out at 85. So that hard content's really not coming to you for a while if you don't have the Hyperdrive bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Acquiring gear pieces. Characters have what are called gear levels, which provide them with a ton of different benefits as they gear up. Each character has 13 gear tiers, and at tier 13, the character is done acquiring gear and shifts to needing what are called relic amplifiers.
I'm almost there.
We'll get there.
I'm almost there.
There's a lot of pushing it off.
I think I have a 12. I think I'm at 12 with Dash Rendar and Palpatine. So, I'm almost there.
We'll get there. So gear pieces can be found all throughout the game, but the rarity of the gear acquired varies depending on the content. All gear can be obtained through free-to-play means. However, the endgame gear pieces are gated behind either sizable grind fests and time sinks, or you can spend money for them.
Or the game currency. Like
I can't
points and stuff.
I can't recommend spending money on this stuff for the gear 13, and I'll tell you guys why when I look at the actual store and I tell you about the prices for these things.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pulled that up to me before, and I was like, that's not real.
So let's talk about the character abilities real quick before we get it. Actually, let's talk about the relics. I don't know why I put this first. So let's talk about the relics. At gear 13, a character unlocks their relic, and the focus switches from needing gear pieces to needing relic amplifiers. By the way, each rank of gear, you need 6 pieces of gear, which are made from smaller pieces of gear. So realistically, you need like tons and tons of gear to just keep
Hyperdrive
making it.
Bundle does give you a lot.
It's ridiculous. It gives you a good amount. It does.
Honestly, I wish
I could
buy.
And you have to be very selective with how you use it.
I wish I could buy the Hyperdrive bundle again just for the currency.
I do too. That would be sick. There should be like a warp speed bundle after you buy the Hyperdrive for like, are you level 85 and you just need a shit ton of stuff? Here you go.
Here's the stuff.
Because all the $100 packs that they give you after buying the Hyperdrive bundle are poop.
Dog shit.
So you need 6 pieces of gear at each rank, and going from gear 12 to gear 13 is, it takes a lot of time, or a decent amount of time if you're not spending money on the game. So the system exists to give characters a power boost beyond gear 13. Some relic amplifiers can be acquired from late level cantina battles, but others for relic boost 5 and up come from endgame content like quests and Grand Arena, or they promote you to want to spend money on things, because that's just how this game is. Currently, a relic can be boosted to level 9, and it would seem going forward they'll just keep adding more relic levels as the way to keep boosting characters. So I don't think past gear 12, you'll really ever need gear pieces again for a character. It'll just be all about relics. Mm-hmm. But how do you think you get relic amplifiers, buddy?
I don't know.
You get them by salvaging your gear pieces. So you need to keep farming gear pieces so that you can get the relic amplifiers. And it just becomes this vicious cycle of you either playing the game for a really long time or spending money.
Some people need to be relic 7.
Yeah. Some people really do be relic.
Like Palpatine needs to be relic 7 to do Sith Eternal.
Yeah, I need like three characters at relic 7 to do that.
I think I need three as well. I think everybody like they try to make it somewhat even. It's like 3, 5, 3, mm-hmm. 7. You know.
Mm-hmm. So the next piece about upgrading your characters is their abilities and acquiring ability materials.
Abilities aren't
so,
too bad, honestly.
No, the abilities, they go up from rank 1 to 7 with most of them. Like 8 being an optional.
The max.
Yeah, for a lot of them. There's actually a 9th level now for the new thing they added in called Omicrons.
But yeah, I got a couple of those.
Those are like mode specific, it seems. A lot of them are for conquest things. So the ability materials can be found throughout most of the game's content and can be easily acquired by completing daily tasks and simply playing the game. The Omega and Zeta materials, which are the things that you use to upgrade to your like 7 and 8th level stuff. I think it's mostly just 8th level stuff. I don't think there's actually any 7 stuff that takes the Omegas and Zetas. So the Omega and Zetas are slightly harder to get in the mid to end game level materials, but they become more easily available upon reaching level 85.
They also have a bunch of events that cycle in that give you like 1 to 5 every time. So it's not the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. It does suck when you're like, I'm trying to upgrade this guy, but I have to wait 3 weeks till this event comes back, but it is what it is.
And gear and characters have to be certain gear levels before they can get higher level abilities. Like I think the basic thing is that they have to be like gear 8 or 9 to get their like 7 and 8 abilities. So a new upgrade material called the Omicrons have recently been introduced, and it's still unclear the best way to get these. They seem to just give them out sometimes for different events and stuff.
The bonus Kyle Katarn has 3 of them.
Yeah, is that how they're going to be giving them out? I think they're available as drops, but they're like barely dropping, so who really knows?
The world may never know.
And then there's the mods. I'm not going to get too heavily into the mods.
The mods are honestly the weirdest part for me. I still don't really know like what I'm supposed to do. I just hit auto.
Yeah, it's hard for me to explain mods because I don't really know them too well myself.
I just auto-assign the best ones for
my characters. If you're going to play this game and you want to know how to mod up your characters, I recommend either just going for what you think would work.
Just Googling.
Or, look it up, what the best mods are for your character. That's what I do for mine, and so far everything has been working out just fine.
I'll start doing that once I hit like a wall on my mods. Right now, I'm just like giving them the best ones I have right now, and I'm still working on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once I start going for like the actual Galactic Legends, I'll probably get my gear proper. Yeah. Like, what's the best Darth Vader gear set?
I mean, that's definitely the way to go. That's how I've been doing it. My first order, guys, I'm just decking them out with the stuff that everyone's saying is good.
Mm-hmm. Like speed and defense and crit damage.
Alrighty, let's get into the shipments and the store.
Pass.
This one's going to be a little fun. So there's a bunch of different currency types. We have crystals, which are acquired from clearing content daily, missions, and they're also the purchasable currency. They're the one that you're going to end up paying for a lot of the time to buy things. They're premium currency. And it's the only premium currency in the game, actually. But my God, do they want it used for everything. So there's credits that are acquired for most content in the game. You have the Cantina Battle Tokens, which are acquired by beating Cantina Battles. The guild tokens, which are acquired by completing guild activities, your squad arena tokens, which are acquired daily based on squad arena ranking, your galactic war tokens, which are acquired from galactic war battles, your fleet arena tokens, which are acquired daily based on fleet arena ranking, your Mark 1 guild tokens, which are acquired from territory wars and battles, and your Mark 2 guild tokens, which are acquired from territory wars and battles, but you have to do better to get those.
Yeah.
you have your championship tokens, which are acquired from the grand arena activities, and then finally you have your shard store tokens, which are acquired by receiving excess shards for characters and ships already at 7 stars. I don't know if any of you are following, but that's a lot of different kinds of currencies to have in one game.
It is indeed.
It's a little mind-boggling, but I'm going to be completely honest, it's not much different from a lot of other games and how many currencies they have. It just seems like a lot.
It's really not that bad. They're pretty manageable. Not,
yeah.
They all work with what they have.
I mean,
very self-explanatory.
It's kind of hard to really like break it down for people who don't play the game, so... Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this episode and you're interested in anything that we've been saying so far, I know it sounds just awful and you're like, why would anybody play
this? It's a fun game, honestly. Yeah. I love seeing all the Star Wars characters, like, quote unquote, interacting and, like, mixing up teams. And, like, I mean, me and Alex are in a guild together. So it's cool to be like, oh man, we can complain about our guildmates, or we could be like, oh man, when's this thing coming out? You know, so that's cool. We
complain about our guildmates.
Only that one guy.
Yeah, man, just that one guy.
Just the one guy.
If Everyone any, if any of our guildmates ever listen to this podcast, you know who he was. He's gone now.
Oh God.
So let's talk about the main solo gameplay activities. You got your light and dark side battles, which require you to use light and dark side teams respectively to unlock character shards, gear pieces, etc. You know, it's like whatever it is. Then you got your cantina battles, which are battles with no character requirements to unlock characters, shards, gear pieces, etc.
But the energy comes back at half the pace.
Yes, it comes back very slowly.
Instead of 5 minutes per energy, it's 10 minutes.
Also, your light side and dark side battles have cooldowns. You can do like a certain number of them
for the hard mode stuff.
Yeah, before they need to do a reset. The cantina battles
today. Ooh.
Yeah, it's only for like a second. The cantina battles, they never have a set amount of times that you can play them, and you can use crystals, the premium currency, to refresh them.
But I would never recommend doing it. I do it all the time, but don't do it.
Yeah, no. It's not a good
idea. I do it because I'm lazy.
You're probably better off just saving the crystals and then spending them when you see a high amount of character shards in the shop or a gear piece that you've been looking for.
Yeah.
We are problematic people, so we spend all of ours on energy.
We're like, oh my God, I need to keep grinding out this gear piece that I want, even though I'll do 10 and I'll get one.
Oh man, I got like one shard drop on this ship. What if I spend all of my crystals and energy on it and keep going?
Additional energy requirements.
You got the fleet battle, which are similar to the light and dark side, which in the hard modes, you have a cooldown on how many times a day you can play a certain mission. There's no character requirements aside from just being good with your ships.
Get good.
And you unlock character shards, gear pieces, ship shards, etc. The mod battles are battles with no character requirements to materials relating to modding. You have your Galactic War, which is a table that resets daily and contains 12 teams from other players controlled by CPUs. Progressing through the table provides rewards, and the table must be manually reset every 24 hours.
There are other players?
Yeah, there are other players' teams.
Oh, that's why I thought it was just AI teams based off, like, whatever characters are available.
No, it's teams from other players. It literally says, like, this guy's so-and-so's team.
Really? I never pay attention to that. I'm just retarded.
And you have to reset the table every 24 hours. If you don't do it yourself, you're just missing out on battles.
Is it automatically reset it for you?
It's like, because it's like, I don't want to do that. Right. And then you have Galactic Conquest. From time to time, this event will open up. It's currently closed. And it features a multitude of battles that get harder as you progress and offers a number of rewards, including Conquest exclusive characters that can be unlocked.
Badge team. I was like
different means later. Yeah, like in a year or two, some of these Conquest characters end up showing up in like the shard boxes and stuff. It's bad. You got your
Still
events.
Waiting on my mall.
There are different events that cycle out daily, allowing for different things to be unlocked. Some events contain endgame content with bosses beyond level 85. You will literally see they're called like mythic challenges and stuff, and you'll see characters that are like 87.
Never.
And it's like, how is that fair?
Not cool.
It's like, how are you a whole two levels higher than me?
It's because they want you to like play. They don't want you to put on auto like I do.
No, they don't want you to be a bag. You got your challenges. The challenges are on a weekly cycle and are used to gather training droids, ability materials, and credits.
And every Sunday, they're all available.
Then get your fleet challenges, which are the same fucking thing as regular challenges, but it's for fleet stuff. All right.
And there's less of them.
Multiplayer content. We got our guild activities, which are raids, territory battle, territory wars, exchange. Which are guild versus guild. And you got your group chat, which allows you to talk to people with your group.
Unless somebody wants to make it like a dating thing.
The raids let you unlock raid-specific characters. Territory battle gives you all kinds of materials. And territory battle-specific characters, the same deal for territory wars. Your PvP activities, you got Squad Arena. You fight other players' teams, which are controlled by a CPU to rise up in ranking. You're not actually fighting other players in real time.
No, they actually added a real-time arena in Strikeforce, and it's really weird.
It sounds like it probably wouldn't be very
But this fun. Would be the worst.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it would be great.
It doesn't let you hit the fast-forward button or the auto button. You actually have to play it. I'm like, lame.
So weak. You have your Fleet Arena, which is the same thing as the Squad Arena, except guess what? It ships.
Yeah.
And then there's Grand Arena, in which you enter a league in which you and another player set defenses on a field during a setup period. And then there's an attack phase in which you attack the defenses they placed, and they're controlled by CPUs. And you do this several times until you either are the best, or the middle, or the worst.
I like that mode. When that season is available, I loved it.
I like that mode a lot.
Yeah.
I hate it when they put me up against people who have like amazing teams. I'm like, why?
I get put up against stinky guys.
I get put up against the best guys who are like, what about my relicked out Darth Revan that I sent as the first wave of defense? I'm like, okay.
I'm not getting past you, homie.
So before we get into talking about our opinions more so widely on the game, I'm going to jump into the store here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to you guys about why I don't recommend spending money on this game. So they're doing a special anniversary because it's like Lucasfilm 50th anniversary thing. $50. Any of the normal characters in the game, you can get one of them at 7 stars for $50. Mm-hmm. Here's the issue with that. It's so many characters. There's you might get somebody you already have. You might get somebody you don't want, and that's $50 down the drain. Mm-hmm. It's not even split up into like a category thing of like light side, dark side, OT, prequels, sequels. You know, it's like if you would have split it up and given people a better chance to get the thing that they want, I would be a little bit more okay with this. Yeah. But instead, they're like, $50 crapshoot. You can do it one time. You might get garbage. We don't really know. We don't really care. Good luck. Give us your money.
Okay.
Moving on down the line here. They do have some good stuff that's not, like, terribly bad. Oh, it all says tap for price now. They're, like, hiding the prices. The thing I'm really concerned about, right? So I talked about the grind getting from gear 12 to gear 13. And like I said, you need 6 pieces of fully crafted gear to get to gear 13. So they have these packs on sale that are 3 pieces of gear 12. Materials to get you to gear 13.
Yeah.
So you buy one of these packs, right? and it's the halfway that you need to get to gear 13. Yeah. It's like, that's awesome. I want everybody to take a second and just think about how much you think that would cost.
$20.
$20 for three pieces of gear.
Three, because that's
it's pretty good. A pretty good price. And mind you, this is like a Black Friday sale. This isn't like a normal thing that they have available. This is a deal that they're giving you.
Steals and deals and deals.
If you've thought of any number below $30, you're a criminally insane person, according to Capital Games.
I am criminally insane.
Because they value their 3 pieces of gear. Oh, it comes with 8 Omega materials for upgrading. That's not a lot, and they're pretty easy to get, but okay. And 2,500 crystals. That's about $25 worth of crystals. So let's say that this is about $25 plus what we initially thought, about $20, right?
Yeah.
So that would be about a $50 pack.
For sure.
Which, it's kind of expensive, but 2,500 crystals, that's not bad, you know?
Yeah,
let's tap for the price. What does that say? Oh, no. Oh, no.
$100.
It says $199.99 for 3 pieces of gear and 2,500 crystals and 8 Omega materials. So this game... it wants to take your money so bad. It values its characters, a maxed out character during a sale, at $50, which is insane. It's one character.
Too much.
Because most other games, you do a gacha pull, and it's like, you got the character. It may not be maxed out, but hey, you got it.
Good luck.
Right? This game, you pull for character shards, and sometimes it's in increments of like 5.
Mm-hmm.
You need 25 to get characters to 1 star. If you pull 5 on a $20 pull, how's that going to make you feel? Yeah. Yeah, what if you pull 20? Oh, I'm still 5 away.
Not too bad, though.
That's still disappointing, though.
Yes.
But
then you pull 230 and you feel good.
The way they value things in this game is just so far from what a normal person would consider reasonable.
Oh, for sure.
And I admit I'm part of the problem, where sometimes I'll throw $20 at something that I think is good, and then I get screwed. A lot of the time, it's because I'm not reading the full contents of the pack. One thing. It was like for the anniversary. It was a Lord Vader pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's $20. It had a bunch of stuff on the page. I was like, oh, this is sweet. This must be like an anniversary special. For $20, you get a bunch of stuff. I bought it, and I got like 4 things.
What? I saw the Lord Vader bundle, too, and it was like, you get... all this stuff, and my brain was like, all of it? Cool, I get 20 shards for each character.
Dude.
You get 20 shards for one character.
And all the gear pieces that they were showing.
You get 20 shards for one character, and each pack comes with select pieces. I got an Imperial Guard pack. I was like, yay! I wanted Moff Gideon at the least.
Dude, I got like 20 shards of Nuke Gunray.
Oh, no.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who went into that pack like a fool. So, basically, the moral of the story here is...
don't spend money.
Only buy the Hyperdrive bundle, and then be very selective of the way that you want to spend money on this game, if you choose to spend money on this game, if you even choose to play this game.
The marquee event characters have $20 bundles, which I think are pretty
fine. They're pretty good if you can get...
they get the character to 4 stars, and then you just got to have a
look. Yeah, because you can buy the character's thing, and it's $20. You get a guaranteed 30 shards, and it comes with enough crystals to actually put a draw out on the character. And you could get lucky and get 145, 230, 330 shards. But let me tell you about what the other increments are from this
what's valued at apparently $13 pack, you could possibly get 5 shards. You could get 7. You could get 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, 50, 80. I think anything past, 80 and higher, you'd have a smile on your face. But if you spent the $20 to get that pack, and then you're like, oh, okay, I'll throw my crystals at this, and you pull 5, you're going to be very upset.
I got lots of
You're
going to
feel
dash
very right gypped about the way that your money is spent.
I got 230 with dash, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was cool. So, I think it's definitely something to consider if you want to get into playing this game, or if you are playing this game and you haven't spent money, or you've spent a little bit of money and you're thinking about spending more. Be very selective with it. You know, there is one pack in here. It's like $5 and it comes out on like Fridays, and it comes with upgrade materials, the little greens, the blues, and the purples that you need to upgrade to like level 7 abilities. I think that's pretty good because it gives you like 50 of each material or whatever, and that could be a good amount if you're somebody who's struggling to get those currencies up. But again, it's something that you have to be very selective about. What is valued really good? Some they just introduced purchasable calendars, which some of them are really good, some of them are not so good. And it's just, how do you value it? How do you value your own money? Are you even going to spend money on this game? You know, it's crazy.
If no, you're one of the lucky
ones. Here, let's look at this. This is relic materials. You could get anywhere from like 20 to 50 in here. How much is this valued at? This is $50. You know, it's crazy what they want you to spend on this game. And it, that one doesn't even come with crystals. So at the end of the day, spending on this game is something you should really really think about.
Yeah, don't wail for this. Yeah. This game is not really wailable.
It's really hard to spend money on this game and then feel good about the purchase, like, even 5 minutes after you did it, because you might get seriously dicked on.
When you look at this, I'm looking at the Lord Vader bundle. This is actually not the one I bought. I bought a different one.
No, but that's exactly what you look at.
This is, I'm like, oh man, I have all these little tags for the characters I need. I'm like, these are all great pieces.
I was like, this is so cheap.
But if you read it, it says, contains 25 shards for one of Lord Vader's requirements, plus gears for their finisher, or 25 blueprints for valuable Y-Wing Starfighter plus ship abilities.
Yep.
Each contains one of the groups. Hunter and his finisher, Tekken his finisher, Wrecker, Echo, Tusken, and any of the guys to make Lord Vader.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a bunch of the gears. But yeah. Like,
oh, it's a tease, the way that they show it to you. Cause and that's what they know what they're doing.
It does say potential, but
They know what they're doing, like, though. They show you the visual of a bunch of shit, and they're like, $20. And you're like, yeah. And then you buy it, and you're like, oh, this isn't what I wanted.
Wait, here's the 5,000 shards for potential characters.
Mm-hmm.
It just guarantees 300 of one character, but which one? It doesn't tell you.
So, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I put at the end of my little thing here, it says, what we do to make the game better. And personally, I think if you just decrease the prices and made the energy and the drop rates of things a little bit kinder, you'd have just a better game on your hands. You know, obviously they have to make money on it. But you can't keep doing this to your player base. If you're putting these things out and it's like you have to pay like $20 to summon on this thing, right? It's like, take away the 5, 7, and 10 drops. At least give them like 20 shards of the character, you know? Because that's still a long ways off. Remember, you need 330 to 7-star somebody. 20 shards is not a lot in that grind.
Neither are 5 or 7.
Well, 5 or 7 are worse. But, you know, at least 20 is like, all right, it's a step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit more than like a crawl or a tiptoe over, right?
Yeah.
You know, just make it a little bit more player friendly. I really think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And don't level gate so much content.
Oh my God.
Why do you have to be level 85 to play half of the game?
Level 85.
It's like just make easy leagues for the weaker people.
Also, energy. Why?
Yeah, the energy, they need to make the refresh times better, and they need to make the capacity of energy that you have.
Like, I got 124 bigger. Energy. What the fuck is that?
Because, like, you can hold bonus energy, but it's like, let me naturally recover a higher amount. Mm-hmm. It would just be nicer. If they could do anything to make the game worse, it would be to add just more relic levels, make it stricter, make things more expensive. It's like, you just need to chill. You guys really need to just chill and be kinder to your fan base, because we're the people who are making the game run, and I know the whales are out there spending like thousands of dollars on this game, like weekly, but people like us who are just your average Star Wars fan and we want to unlock characters and have a good time, it sucks when a character that you're trying to unlock is a 6-month grind and then you unlock them at 5 stars, and it's like, okay, now it's another 6 months plus to get them even maxed out or somewhere comparable. It's a downer sometimes. You know, I play daily just in the hope that I'll get there eventually, but yeah, it sucks how far away you are.
I don't complain about Marvel Strike Force because the energy is annoying, but they have that free energy currency you can get just by playing the challenges every week. The character drop rates are slim because they actually have, like, you get one shard, but they are cheaper and easier to obtain, and the characters go into the packs faster, and the packs don't cost premium currency. Like, I don't have to spend 500 currency of the premium stuff to get a pack. I could, but I don't have to. I can earn it by playing the game. They don't have, like, any option to get free packs besides earning tiny amounts of crystals a day. I think you can earn up to 90 crystals a day.
I think it's, like, a little bit over 100 if you can complete your war table.
Yeah.
And if you do all your dailies.
Yeah, but if you can't complete the war table, and if you... Oh, you can do all the dailies, that's easy. If you can't complete all the war table, you're fucked.
Yeah, and that's another thing that sucks, is the war table, it's 12 fights, and the 12th fight is also usually really hard.
They're all based off... And they're based off your galactic power. So if you're like me, and you unlock every character you have available that are level 1, then your war table rankings are harder because it goes based off your, like, oh, at this point in the game, you should have these characters because your gear levels are so high. Like,
oh, you have 1.3 million GP? Then you're going to fight characters with, you're going to fight teams with reliced out characters. You're like, well, I don't have any relics. It's like, well, you have really high GP. You got, like, a million characters.
You're opening
unlocked
all these characters, and they drop you at least 2,000 every time you open one. And if they're level 2 or level 3 characters...
Yeah, if they're characters that you don't really use, you know, so... And that's something I told you. I'm like, stop unlocking people.
I'm already
you're,
in it.
You're like, you're like, I'm just going to keep unlocking characters. I'm like, unlock characters you use.
I'm sitting on Hux, though.
Hux is good.
I'm sitting on him.
I just started using him as my leader for my First Order team, dude.
It's
like a whole new world. Kylo was doing, like, 3,000, 4,000 damage with attacks before. Yeah. Now he's doing, like, 20.
Dude, Hux is good upgrades. Here's your team right now. You got both Kylos, a Hux, a pilot, and the Sith trooper. I would probably replace the pilot with Phasma.
Oh, yeah, would you? Because he just did, like, 2 attacks.
Yeah, well, Phasma has the an ability.
Phasma's good. I was thinking about taking him off, actually.
Oh, that Kylo?
Yeah.
Is that Kylo, like, what does he do specifically? What makes him good?
He has a kind of okay AoE attack, and he has a slash that does a stun most of the time.
Yeah, but if you have base Kylo who has a stun move, do you really need him?
No, that's why I was thinking about getting Phasma, because she can just rally the team more.
Phasma slap. She gives bonuses to especially the trooper units if you're using the
pilot
and the Sith trooper.
He's also Relic 5, and she's like Gear 10. So
he's Relic 5 because you need him for your Supreme Leader, Kylo.
I was trying to get him further along faster so that I don't have to work as hard later on.
Any closing statements for Galaxy of Heroes before we get to our ending?
I just want it to be better.
Everybody does.
That's pretty much it. I like the game. I think spending money on it's a pain in the ass. I think grind is a pain in the ass. This is my least favorite mobile game that I have to play, to be honest.
Oh, I like it.
I like it. I prefer the other games that I have.
Because some of them require less effort.
Yeah. I just turn them on. Boop, boop, boop. Done. This game's like, do a million things for all your dailies. I'm like...
Well, because they want you to play. I get it. I understand the dailies.
And then they hit me like 18 times a day. Like, you got bonus energy. I'm like, okay.
You're like, sweet.
Like, I did all my dailies this morning. And then the raids, if you're not, like, showing up for the raids early enough and you're not doing good enough,
our
you get
guild is
on.
Good now.
There's a lot of
our
things.
Our guild back in the day that we had before we merged was I'd actually get to play the raids multiple times before, like, I would get
the Rancor destroyed. Raid used to take us, like, 10 hours, I think.
Which was great.
Now I can do it by myself in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather complete them and get the shards than not complete them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey man, I gotta start texting you. I set an alarm for the Kenobi raids.
No, I'm not that guy.
Because I want to be getting Kenobi like sooner rather than later. Because
you want to get General Kenobi.
Yeah, man, I want him.
Yeah,
I want to get all the flavors of Kenobi.
All the flavors.
They gotta add a Phantom Menace Obi-Wan.
How many Kenobis they ever have? 3.
There's Ben, General, and Master.
And they will have a third. They'll probably have a fourth one for the
Kenobi show.
So like we just need a Kenobi. Phantom Menace one.
So we're going to be like Hermit Obi-Wan.
You would need either Force Spirit or Phantom Menace. And that would be a Kenobi team.
Yeah.
That'd be fire.
That'd be sick.
All of the Kenobis.
The Kenobi squad.
Yeah.
Man, I would love that.
That'd be good.
Yeah, look at that.
We need some Inquisitors. We need no Inquisitors.
Just run on through these guys. Though,
Let's talk about the character roster real quick. The character roster is great and filled and stacked, but they're missing weird characters. Like, we don't have Callus. We don't have... oh, God. There was another one that actually made me bring this up. We don't have any of the Inquisitors. They have, no Rebels bad guys.
Nope.
We have barely any Clone Wars characters besides the Troopers. And I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I'm a gun
for some reason.
Dave Filoni's
like,
character.
There are just some characters that like are just lacking in this game. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sitting there like, oh man, this character should be in the game, but they're not. Why aren't they? Oh, I don't know.
Who knows?
Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, they're definitely missing a lot of people. There's none that really come to off the top of my head, but we have had the conversation. I've said, oh, why isn't this guy in? Why isn't this guy in?
We've talked about it before. We're just bad at thinking about it on the spot.
But I think the roster is sizable. It's just a shame. It's like I said, a lot of the good characters that you want to get are locked behind this crazy content. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Obi-Wan. He's my favorite character. I have Ben Kenobi. Cool. I want the Episode 3 Obi-Wan because that's my favorite version of him.
He's hardest to get.
General Kenobi from the Clone Wars. He's locked behind a raid. And you have to do good in the raid to get a decent amount of shards.
And you have to do 330 to get a max.
If you don't do amazing in the raid, then you're not getting him very fast. And then the other one, the actual Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's a galactic legend. And if you guys have been paying attention, then you're going to know how crazy this sounds. I'm going to read it off to you. You need General Kenobi at Relic 8. You need his ship, the Negotiator, at 6 stars. You need Mace Windu at Relic 3, Aayla Secura at Relic 3, Bo-Katan at Relic 5, Qui-Gon at Relic 3, the IG Magna Guard at Relic 5, the Clone Sergeant at Relic 5, Watt Tambor at Relic 7. Watt Tambor, by the way, is a raid character. I have no shards for him. General Grievous, you have to have at Relic 7.
We just unlocked the Geonosis raid.
Fucking ridiculous.
They said we'll do it after this one.
And then one guy was like, I don't think we can do it. Cad Bane at Relic 5, Cody, Relic 5, Jango Fett, Relic 7, Shaak Ti, Relic 7, Yoda, Relic 8. So, if you guys have been paying attention this at all, or you know anything about the game, that is just so fucking ridiculous. How do you expect a normal person that doesn't spend money on this game to get anywhere close to that anytime relatively soon?
I didn't expect anyone to get Watt Tambor. I mean, to be fair, you could easily leave our guild and go on Reddit and find like a super uber powerful guild that just grinds these things for people who just need to get stuff. But then you're leaving everybody in the dust and
I don't want to run away from our guild either because I'm not even like the top of our guild.
No, you're
good. I do good, but...
But you also
this is like the perfect guild for me right now.
You also want to play. You don't want to just like, I mean, as much as it great it is to just get characters, you actually want to like play it. You don't want to just be like,
yeah, and I like that other guy who bought an account.
Oh my God. Fucking, I would never do that.
What's up with that?
And $170 to buy an account. To be fair, it was a good account, but like, that's dumb.
It was an amazing account. I don't even know why his buddy sold it to him. I would have been like, nah.
I don't think it was his buddy. I think he
bought it. Yeah, he probably just bought it online.
He went onto a Reddit site, Reddit page that probably has accounts that are like people just hack.
My friend is going to sell me an account. Really?
He didn't say sell. He said give. He said my friend's
He did say give.
He said give.
And then after he left, I was like, I bet he bought it. And the leader of our guild was like, he told me he bought it for $170. I'm like, some friend.
He's a 17-year-old with a full-time job.
All of his dirty laundry.
But he
don't even know who he is.
Well, people were saying like, oh man, how are you able to play so much? You talk so much. I'm 17 years old and I have a full-time job and I still manage to talk and play every day. And people are like, well, we don't have that kind of time. And he's like, Jesus.
Yeah, and then he was like, I feel like I'm not welcomed in the guild anymore. It's like, you're only doing that to yourself, man.
You're literally isolating yourself.
All you do is complain all the fucking time.
I didn't hate you.
I just thought he was annoying.
He was just annoying.
I was like, bro, can you like...
Honestly, the guild's better off without him.
Honestly, we're all happier now.
So nobody talks, though. That's the only unfortunate part. But then again, we talk when it's necessary. Like, yeah. Hey... What's this?
If there's something to say, then we'll say it.
Yeah, like, hey, can we do this Geonosis raid? Because I need Watt Tambor.
can we Watt?
All right. And where's Watto, by the way? Hashtag where's Watto.
Yeah, he's one of the ones we wanted in the game.
Where's Watto?
He could be like a C-3PO character where he doesn't do attacks.
He just gives bonuses.
He just does buffs and debuffs.
Yeah, dude.
He'd be a great scoundrel.
He would be so good.
He'd be like the perfect scoundrel.
He would be on
buffer.
My team. I would whale the fuck out of Watto.
You'd spend $100 on Watto shards.
Yes. Watto would be 7 stars the minute he's available.
Hear that, CG? If you're listening, Hunter's ready to whale on Watto.
I will whale on Watto.
I would probably also whale on Watto because that's a crazy character to have.
Exactly!
Like, who has Watto?
Watto is hilarious.
It's just like, dude, you got everyone in the guild to see like promoted Watto to 7 stars, promoted Watto to gear 13. They'd be like, what is this? They'd be like, what are you doing?
Why? I'm like, dude, it's Watto.
Bro, I spent $250 buying Watto and the gear for Watto.
Oh, so good. Yeah, so Capital Games, do a little bit better with your fans. Otherwise, the characters are cool.
Yeah, the characters are cool.
And the visuals are fun.
Just wish they were easier to get. That's my biggest gripe. I just wish it was easier to unlock characters.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow the podcast at Farthest Galaxy on Instagram. Keep up to date with the episodes as they release and what we will be covering. You can follow me, Hunter, at Hunter_VanLierup. And Alex, the Dude Kenobi. Mm. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend.
Yeah, may the Force be with you.
And also, with Capital Games' money. Bye.